Our Lord gave a commandment to Joshua after they'd entered over into the promised land, which is a type of New Jerusalem, and they'd crossed over the River Jordan, which is a type of the gates. And he gave them a commandment. And that commandment has been passed on to us to fulfill in the order of God. That once you get across and you get settled, he said, put 12 stones there for a marker and leave them there so that when your children ask how you got over here, then you can tell them. In this day and you're in our day, every time that the Lord does a work, he may do it in bits and pieces. You're a little and they're a little. But each time that work is completed, like it was in Fort Worth last night, he expects us to get together, you or me, someone, get together in obedience to him, a resume, or a living doctrine, if you please. Oh, and keep it on record, and keep it for everyone to follow. Now, here it is in simplicity. Oh, just how you do this thing. Oh, caught in every new group, we get things done. But in the hubbub of getting them done and all the glory and weeping and hollering and rolling on the floor, we don't remember a lot of things that go on, see? And the Lord doesn't want us to move on in confusion. If you do that in confusion, the first thing you know, you've passed on to your children that confusion, because you can't tell them in knowledge that glory you receive. And this is what Joshua was telling to do. Now, this is what the Lord's been having me to do several days in song, is to gather together the teachings or the doctrines of our journey in song so that they can be taken and broken down into your individual ministries exactly the way the Lord wants it, in his order. Oh. Now, when Moses came out of Egypt, there was much confusion. People didn't even know which way they were going. They knew they were the promised land. There was blood, fire, pillars of smoke, Egyptians dying on every hand, them with the Red Sea being split open, all of that. But for the life of them, they couldn't tell you how they got out of there. All they knew, they were following Moses. Oh, but they began to, this is the way you were. For the life of you, you couldn't tell how you got away. Oh, you was following me, and I was following Jesus. And about half the time, and three-quarters of the time, I didn't know where I was. I knew that I'd hit in the right direction because I could see him and feel him and feel the Spirit beckoning to me. But, I had to stop and collect my thoughts every once in a while. Living doctrines. Doctrines that keep the thing living. Ages upon age, end without age without end. And we do this in obedience to the Lord exactly the way he says. Okay? Lord Jesus. Oh, tell your children this next song. When they ask you from where you come, tell them of the three gates of grace and love. In your Jew Jerusalem, sent down from above. Confession hath been destroyed. Then all the works of sin of your old Adam liven. and all the works of Satan. Leave from your life, as you wipe with my blood, from heel to head. Father behind me comes the promise of your Father. He promised to you, close you on with glory, saturate you with grace. The gifts of the Spirit, for your ministry. In my memory, and the memory of your Father, who's one with me, where you cast your memory of your old past life, all your past mistakes, all things that condemn. We give you in love, to free your life, by grace through faith, so wipe with my blood. Confess hath been forgotten, all leave your life, cast in the sea. A sword of grace, clothe upon you, coming from your Father, who's one with me, clothe upon you, saturates with our grace. Gone forever. The memories of your old life. our gate of love. We massage you gently with the balm of our love. We water you freely with our tears. We're glad to see you, our prodigal son.
And you and me.
And I. grace I offer you. My heavenly body, to be baptized in, and lose your life, and rise in the newness of heavenly life. Clothed on like me, a member of my church. Throne, and let the Holy Ghost baptize you in and raise you up in water and fire to live in my new life. It's my heart's desire. Jesus, see you right there before me. Gate number one. Head and hair white as wool, white as snow. Clothe the bone and one with my Father. Ooh, eyes like fire. Body shining with fire and glory of heaven. And in your bowels, and in the bowels of my Father, is a pit of fire in which I place my old nature and all workings of Satan and confess they have been destroyed. Oh! Oh! Ha! Song, and know how the heavens Rejoice at one coming in the city. Be one or 100. The angels dance and sing, and all the heavens with new love does ring. Right there before me. Oh, head and hair white as wool, white as snow, clothed upon and one with my Father. And in your memory, and in the memory of my Father, is a sea of forgetfulness in which I place all my old past life, all my mistakes, and all working of Satan and condemnation. And by faith in you, I say, they have sunk forever out of sight, wiped with the blood. Right there before me. Head and hair, white as wool, white as snow, clothed upon and worn with my Father. Oh, garment all the way down to the foot. Body shining with fire and glory. And in your heart, in the heart of my Father, in the heart of love, with my faith and I accept that I have been absorbed into that heart of love. Now feel the Holy Ghost baptizing you. rejoice. At children of the suffering, they paid for this way. Much pain and woe. Looking in faith down in the future. In this day we live, in the age of grace. So they see you then, the children of their suffering. And they say, it was worth it all. Before me. Oh, head and hair, white and wool. Clothed upon and worn with my Father. Body shining with resurrection fire and glory. And in your bowels, and in the bowels of my Father, is a pit of fire in which I say my old nature, all its sin, all working of Satan has been blazed and has been destroyed. Wiped with the blood. Oh, oh, oh. Wipe him. Right there before me. Head and hair white as wool. White as snow. Reach on out towards you. Clothed upon and one with my Father. Ooh, your body shining with fire and glory of your grace. And in your memory and the memory of my Father is a great sea. Of forgiveness, in which I by faith place all my old past life, all my mistakes, and all working of condemnation and working of Satan, and I say they have sunk forever out of my memory. Wipe with the blood. Thank you. I now place before you is the heart of mine and the heart of my Father. Place now in love by grace and free. So open your mouth and confess to me my whole body, my soul, my life hath been placed upon your heart. Hath been absorbed.
I just feel the Holy Ghost just baptize you right in there. Whoa.
Religion, for the words that he speaks, though they be the same, he gives new words for each of your names.
Before me, clothed upon and one with my Father, head and hair white as wool, white as snow, and in your bowels, in the bowels of my Father, is that pit of fire that you've been suffering many long years while I was in rebellion. But now I come in obedience, place all my old nature, all working of Satan, all my sin, all my rebellion, in that pit of fire. And I say, by faith, they have been all destroyed. And goats could never do this. They were weak and they had none of the spirit of life that pulls from your heel all the way through your head, and cast sins over to the pit of fire.
Good enough. Oh. clothed upon, and one with my Father,
and in your memory,
and the memory of my Father.
Is a great sea of forgetfulness.
I now place my life,
all past mistakes,
all failures and sin,
all condemnation of Satan.
I now place in.
By faith they are gone.
Sunk forever.
Feel the blood of Christ
from the heel to your head. Gates, I'll start baptizing. Oh, softly. Lord Jesus, I bring before you now, before your throne, a member of your new creation. Present them
baptism. Ooh, into the water of your body. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, now we turn them around. Ooh, get them right ready to fall right into the body. Mmm. Oh, and now to bring them forth into this, you remember they must be birthed by the Spirit. Jesus said, oh, that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And the order of the birth of the Spirit in this finished work of Christ is seven works of the Holy Spirit. Oh, seven works. We don't baptize into the River Jordan by faith anymore because it's completed. The River Jordan is gone. Oh. Oh, fulfilling exactly what Jesus said. John the Baptist spoke of him. John the Baptist baptized in the River Jordan. He said, I indeed baptize you here under repentance. And he said, this will have to do until the thing is finished, what he's saying. But said, there's one right there who baptized you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, oh, seven works of the Holy Spirit. Ooh, one, oh, two, oh, three, oh, four, oh, five, oh, six, oh, seven, oh, 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 mm. Oh. Jesus, in obedience to you, I baptize this member of your new creation right into the living water of your heavenly body. Let her lose her life. Come forth with your new life. Oh, just put her right down there, right down there. Oh, stand over so on the side. Don't disturb her, just pull her over there out of the way. Present this, a member of your new creation, for your throne, for baptism, into your heavenly body, of your water of your body, that she might lose her life in you and come forth in your likeness. Ooh, 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 ooh. Now I want her to fall right in that body. I want her to fall right straight down in right in that body. He places himself there. We don't want to miss it, because we miss it one little bit, and you don't get what you need to. I'm not kidding you. Oh, birth by the Spirit. Seven works of the Holy Spirit. Why? It takes seven works of the Holy Spirit, the earnest of the Spirit, put in your body to give you an assurance of the fullness. If you only got six, you will never be able to feel that last one. That Spirit of glory when it come forth. Oh, God had everything done in His order. Now you begin to realize this week that you needed that last one, didn't you? One, oh, two, oh, three, four, five, six, oh, seven, oh, Say, Brother Pruitt, you're going to a lot of trouble. Listen, I want you to understand one thing now, that this ministry of the New Age is a ministry of impartation. You impart to them the works of the Holy Spirit. They can't get it themselves. It's a ministry of impartation. Someone must impart it to them.
The whole religious way a lot say, well, I'm just going to get out and get it myself. You can't get it for yourself. Because in the heavenly ministry, God only allows people to impart it that he called and ordains. The otherwise is nothing to it. It's a ministry of impartation. Paul the apostle for the new creation, he told you this thing. He said, I am in the ministry of impartation. And he told Timothy, he said, that the gifts that you received, said, I imparted them to you. Say, well, Paul didn't give them. No, but he had to give them through Christ. He had to release them in obedience. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, right now, Lord Jesus, this member of your new creation, I just baptized in the heavenly water of your body that she might lose her life. Oh, in you and come forth, clothe the bone with your likeness. Oh, just lay her right down against the throne. That's it. Cover up there. Oh. Did you know that the power of a minister in the age of grace is a fearsome thing? Did you know that Jesus said you have power to remit sins or you have power to retain them? Did you know that? Did you know that? Absolutely. The ministry is coming forth now because they're not of their own calling. They're of a heavenly calling. They absolutely have power to either remit your sins and let you have again it or not to remit them. They can throw them right back on you and make you pay for them. So this is why that I move with you so before you enter your ministry, to enter it in love and obedience. Where you won't make a mistake with someone, where you won't throw the sin back on someone that's supposed to have deliverance. Oh. And when they're thrown back on you, you bat them. Whosoever sin you remit, they're remitted. You retain them, they're retained. That's all there is to it. You have that power, I don't take it away from you. The only thing I require is you walk in obedience. If you make a mistake, I'll give you a chance to do it over again if you care in communication with me. Fearful thing. This is the reason why a minister can destroy himself if he doesn't walk in love. This is the reason why I walk on you such, you ministers, to see that everything is out of you. So you won't be going out and forgiving sins of people that are enemies of God and getting them in the kingdom to destroy it and destroy and be obedient. There's a reason why I respect a person, I wipe it out of you. You must not have respect to persons. You can't go out and preach this gospel and forgive the sins of the white folks and leave the colored off. Neither can you go out and preach to the colored and leave the white off. You have respect to person, first thing you know, Satan got you and your whole clan, and you're destroyed. This age of grace, nothing of the world works. It must be cleansed out. This is the reason why a minister, before entering in ministry, he cares nothing for the flesh of anyone. With you, there must be no respect. Your child must be just like another person's child. Present this a member of your new creation, Lord Jesus, to be baptized into the heavenly water of your body, that she might lose her life in you and be washed outside and inside and clothe the bone with the heavenly water of your body. Oh, 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 oh. Now the order of birthing them with the Spirit, even though it's in the order of God, sometimes he will tell you, and I don't mean to make this thing hard, sometimes he'll let you go down into that water, and then when they come back up, fan them with the Spirit. Oh, but you need to watch this thing. It doesn't matter which way you do it, really, but sometimes when they need a softening in that water, he'll let them come back up, and then fan them with the Spirit to get that water all mixed up in them. You understand? Oh, one. Oh,